Welcome to Fighting Knights Football on KNTR Sports 980 AM. KNTR Sports is all sports, all the time. Please thank all of our Lake Havasu High School football sponsors. Bradley Auto Group, Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet, City Maytag, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, A Cut Above Grooming, Neat Pool and Supply, Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer, Havistyle Recreation, Tire Man of Lake Havasu, Martin Swanty's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, A More Pie and More, Blue River Gems, Gear Up Border Sports, Mercury Air, Perfection to Detail, David Rose for Arizona House, Mojave College, Havasu Pest Control. For a schedule of this year's games and audio streaming, go to KNTRSports.com.
Hello, everybody. It's Friday Night Lights here on KNTR Radio. I am Jim Chaney along with Paul Lavoie. We are at Alhambra High School in Phoenix, Arizona for tonight's game between your Lake Havasu Fighting Knights and the Alhambra Lions.
Alhambra comes into this game with an 0-3 record. Not sure what's going to happen tonight. It's like Coach said in his speak-out interview yesterday, you give a team that has nothing to lose a chance against a team like Havasu, who's coming, against what? The Golden Shovel game was close. The Gila Ridge game was close. And last week at versus Lee Williams at home, holy cow, was that close. So Havasu cannot let their guard down against this team.
This team walking down on the field there, they've got some size. They don't necessarily look all that athletic. There were some missed passes in warm-up by their team. They are ranked in Arizona at 223, while Havasu is 84.
Yeah, there's another significance here. What is the Mojave ranking? What is the River Valley ranking? What is the Kingman ranking?
That's
interesting.
Mojave is number 46. Lee Williams up in Kingman is at 99. And River Valley is at 115. Kingman at 176.
Meanwhile, Alhambra?
Alhambra is 223.
Holy cow. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll hear what Coach Thompson has to say from Speak Out yesterday. And then, we'll bring you a little bit more pregame. Set this one up. We're basically on Camelback, and I didn't get the cross street, but we're in downtown Phoenix. That's where we were very close to Grand Canyon University, right?
Very close, and they've got a great big blow-up lion of a tunnel for their team to come through.
They do. All right, you're listening to 980 AM and KNTRSports.com, Fighting Knights Football. We'll be right back.
Nestled between Parker and Havasu, the Springs Dining at Havasu Springs Resort is beloved by travelers, adored by locals, where everyday life melts into something extraordinary. From a romantic evening under the stars or a well-earned break from routine, the Springs Dining offers a menu and setting worth savoring. Enjoy a dockside lunch, cocktails in the lounge, or hold your event in the Oasis Room. When you're craving comfort, spice, or something fresh off the grill, your perfect plate awaits. Reserve now at HavasuSprings.com.
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. They live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts, Gear Up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory-trained tech will keep your machine riding tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go Knights.
It's not the biggest car lot. There's no marble showroom. No flashy fountains. But tucked away right here in Havasu, there's a place where dream cars find their drivers. Where deals are fair and smiles come standard. Because sometimes, paradise doesn't need to shout. It just hands you the keys. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, where hometown values meet the open road. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, proud supporters of the Lake Havasu varsity football team. Go Knights!
Havasu's Amore Pie and More is where everything tastes like your best childhood memory. Kimberly and her team are baking up more than just pies. They're baking joy, community, and a little bit of magic into every bite. Inquire how Amore Pie and More can create custom screen-printed cakes for your end of football season celebrations today. Amore Pie and More, where love is in every bite. New Amore Pie and More.com, next to the Havasu City Library. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Let's go Knights!
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test. So it runs Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. It's hard to stop a train.
Is your pup just too ordinary? Want to turn your Sparky into a Sparkosaurus Rex? Dingy Willikers, it's a cut above grooming day for you. Step right up to the home to zebra striped schnauzers, fluffy Pomeranian kings of the jungle, and polka dotted pit bulls.
Would you look at that? Sparky, I think you would be an adorable cheetah. Oh, Sparky.
A cut above grooming. Well, this is where we go dirty dogs done dirt cheap, and, well, I guess the lions, tigers, and bears, too. Main Street Havasu.
Welcome back to Alhambra High School on KNTR Sports, the home of the Alhambra High School Lions, taking on tonight your Lake Havasu Fighting Knights. Camelback Mountain in the distance, a thin layer of smog, and the Lions are about to come through a great big inflatable lion tunnel out into the field in front of a huge crowd here at Alhambra Lions Stadium. And let's find out, Paul, do you know if Coach has ever been here to Alhambra High School?
You know, that's a really good question, and we talked to Coach Thompson on Speak Out yesterday. Let's have him answer that.
Well, you know, this will be my first time making it there. The 27 years I've been here, this will be the first time we've traveled and played them. I mean, they're a scrappy team. I mean, their record doesn't always show exactly what they've done. It looks like they've had a little bit of injury bug and different things over the films that we've had. They're all about the 50-50 or jump balls. The quarterback's very mobile, so they're going to throw it and they're going to challenge us. So again, I think it kind of goes into what we've been doing very well lately, playing some good defense, been very stingy against the pass. It might work out into our favor, but you know, we expect a good competitive game.
You know, I apologize, I should have asked you this off the air, but I'm going to go with it anyway. What about Tripp Burke? Is he coming back?
Yeah, he'll be back this week. I mean, he had to go through a couple protocols to return to the game. He's back in action, so we're excited to have him back this week. We've been dealing with a little bit of sickness. I think everybody's been dealing with that, so we've had a couple guys in and out of practice all week dealing with that. We had that last week as well. Just kind of the nature of being back in school, being in the grind of week 8 of football, you know, all those fun things all kind of accumulate and come together.
And here we are back at Alhambra Lions Stadium right here in Phoenix, Arizona. The sun is starting to set. We've been talking rules earlier, but we need to hear about our sponsors, don't we?
Yes, we do. And I'll go through a couple of them here. Bradley Auto Group, that's Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet. City Maytag, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, and A Cut Above Grooming. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to Fighting Knights Football on 980 AM and KNTRSports.com.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Volcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Work commute just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tire Man at Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TireManOfLakeHavasu.com.
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form, because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care, right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems, proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
Touchdown! The two words Havasu Fighting Knights fans love to hear. Hi, I'm Tammy with the law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken not only supports our Fighting Knights, but for over 25 years he has been an advocate of our communities and practicing law in Mojave County. If you need help with personal injury, auto accident, wrongful death, bankruptcy, trust, wills, powers of attorney, probate, and business formations, please contact us. Visit us at kenmoyerlaw.com. Now go, Fighting Knights!
The Bradley Auto Group is a proud sponsor of high school football. Hey, this is Robert with the Bradley Auto Group. Bradley Ford, Bradley Chevrolet, and Riverview Auto Sales. You'll find hundreds of pre-owned and new vehicles on our lots. We are community-minded and always looking to support athletic and education causes. Please see any of our dealerships for a new car, truck, or SUV. We have award-winning service departments, body shop, parts departments, and from all of us at Bradley Auto Group, go Knights!
Havasu Pest Control is proud to introduce our newest team member. Say hi, Dylan. Dylan is our highly trained and certified bed bug detection dog. In less than 2 minutes, Dylan here can detect the presence of bed bugs with an astonishing 90% accuracy. Our thermal eradication treatment is incredibly effective without costly furnishing replacement. Call us and get to know Dylan, another one of the good guys at Havasu Pest Control. 855-1054.
And we are back with the Alhambra Lions taking on the Fighting Knights of Lake Havasu. Now we're up. We got about 35 folks from Lake Havasu over on the other side.
I just heard your name, I think, in the song that's playing, the pre-show music.
Well, we're...
I saw Jim Chaney walking with the Queen, and his hair was perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
I do need a haircut.
We got a quarterback coming back tonight.
Yeah. He was, that was the game I did with you.
Yeah,
and it was all the
trouble.
Far sideline, and he was down for quite a while. What took place there, Paul?
Well, it's number 10, right? Trip Burke?
Trip Burke.
No, he's not number 10. That was his replacement, I believe. Anyway, Trip.
Halo jump is 10.
Trip was down on the turf for quite a while. It was
five.
Five what?
Number five.
Oh, number five, Trip Burke. He was down for quite a while. Found out it possible concussion is all I know. So
okay.
No bones, nothing like that, but I guess he got his bell rung a little bit.
Now my observation was there wasn't a whole lot of drop off there.
Well, he did. Well, he left the game and Halo came in.
Right.
That was his first half of football this season. He took maybe a few reps in practice, I'm told, but that's it. You know, he's normally a receiver.
He stepped in and did a fine job.
Halo did a great job.
Win.
Right.
They did not win. And can I mention what I saw in Bullhead City?
Uh-oh, what'd you see?
Well, they've got a brand new sign out there in front of Mojave High School, and
can
put pictures on it.
Uh-huh.
And they are celebrating in Bullhead City that they have this golden shovel.
Wait, they have a picture of the shovel on their electronic reader board?
Yes.
Ah!
With the team holding it up.
Guys, you hear that?
And then they had a city council meeting, Paul.
Yeah.
And the mayor goes and congratulates the team. And he did say, I don't want to offend my friends at Havasu.
Uh-huh.
And I want to thank that young lady for grabbing my piece of paper that floated away.
Folks, if you saw this setup, and I know this isn't television, it's radio, it's different.
Thank you.
We don't even have to really mention it because the sound quality is so good tonight, right? Let's go ahead and take a break, though, and let everybody know that you're listening to Fighting Knights Football on 980 AM KNTR Sports.
You look like you need a rest.
I do. I'm sitting and hanging onto a railing, and I've got a chair used as a table. It's kind of cool. But they didn't need to know that, right?
Oh, it's okay. Let them in on it.
Sounds great.
Let them in on it.
It sounds great.
Okay.
And we got the national anthem going. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back on KNTRSports.com.
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs so our classrooms focus on education, not politics. Also led the way in making Lake Havasu the first district in America to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches because protecting the health of our kids must come first. Now I'm running for the Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. I'm David Rose, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by David Rose for Arizona.
Hi, it's Wayne, a Lake Havasu High School alumni with Neat Pool and Supply.
And I'm Selena. Neat Pool is your hot tub headquarters, bringing Lake Havasu the top brand hot tubs and swim spas, Hot Spring, Bullfrog, and Endless Pool.
Neat Pool and Supply is also your one-stop shop for swimming pool supplies, free water analysis, BioGuard chemicals, parts, repairs, and customer service.
Visit us at 52 Scott Drive, located in the heart of Havasu.
Go Knights!
Anderson Power Sports Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in Northwest Arizona since 2022. We have the following manufacturers: Polaris, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Yamaha, Honda, Kawasaki, Godfrey Pontoon Boat, Bennington, and Mercury. Visit our website at AndersonPowerSportsAZ.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. They live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts, Gear Up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory-trained techs will keep your machine riding tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go Knights.
Salmon's Air Conditioning dominates in saving residents thousands in heating, cooling, replacement, and repairs. Up to $900 in Unisource utility rebates are available for you right now. With Salmon's Air Conditioning, expect superior assistance and quality with their maintenance plan. Receive priority service, parts, exclusivity, special discounts, and all for only $160 a year. Make the switch to Salmon's before your AC switches to broken and unavailable for repair. Visit salmonsac.com today.
KNTR Sports Radio is back. We're about 5 minutes away from kickoff. We'll have the Lions and your Lake Havasu City Fighting Knights. It's a beautiful night for a football game. The weather is just extremely comfortable. Not a lot of humidity after some showers blew through the area here in the last couple of days. We've got a slight breeze to the south. And it's feeling pretty good outside, isn't it, Paul? It is feeling really good. Want to remind everybody you're listening to KNTR, Lake Havasu City, and KJJJ HD4, Laughlin. And this is Fighting Knights football, and it's going to be the captains are going out to do the coin toss right now.
And we're going to see if it's a simulated toss or if it's an actual coin toss.
We got number three out there at midfield. Look at that. Trip Burke back from injury. Over on the other side of the field here, we've got their captains. We've got number 20, who's going to be Eduardo Gutierrez. He's a defensive back and running back, a senior at 5'10". And number two, Alonzo Cruz Hernandez. He's a 5'7" sophomore. A sophomore who's a captain on the varsity team. That's rather impressive.
It is.
Number one right there at the top of the list, Maxwell Mathis. He's a quarterback. He's a sophomore as well, with only at 5'11", rather. That's not an only. That's 5'11". That's pretty good height for a sophomore.
Hey, I got word from Coach before the game via text that there's a number change on the Havasu roster. Number 40, was it?
Nick Sosa.
Sousa. Yeah. And he's going to be number what?
61.
61 now. So Nick Sousa, number 40, is tonight number 61.
And we don't know why. We don't know why he changed it. You know, every kid, you got your number.
You know, once my brother was playing junior high basketball, and they had white uniforms, but they had red in the uniform. It's J.D. Smith Junior High School. And they turned pink. Mom did something when she washed them, and all of the uniforms, it was the whole team, turned pink.
The whole team
turned pink. It was the red shorts. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So that maybe that's what happened to Nick's uniform, you know. Maybe it turned all purple or all gold. I don't know.
So who won the toss?
I was looking at you, listening to your story.
This is a little precarious setup here, folks. We're actually in the stands with the crowd. Pretty interesting. So
we
press box is tiny.
We did manage to get into the seats right at the 50-yard line.
We did.
At the top of the stadium.
You know, Jim's been going through the rule book today, and we're going to have on the drive down, and we're going to have some very interesting rules that are part of the national, what is it, high school, NFHS?
It is the NFHS.
National Federation of High Schools.
Yeah.
Right, and it's pretty interesting rules. One of them involves the midfield logo.
The midfield logo, and it's
not legal.
The one we're looking at here is not a legal logo.
We will tell you later in the broadcast. We have a feeling we're going to have lots to talk about. Looks like a soccer-style kicker, possibly, Jim.
We're going to have the Lions kicking off. He's got a little bit of an angle on that. A lot of guys like to set that up on the tee, like straight up.
It's a little bit of a breeze. Someone might have to hold that. I don't know. It's coming up about 20, 25 miles an hour.
And the kick. It's a high one. Going to take it about the 15-yard line. He's going to return it to the 15, to the 20, to the 30-yard line, pushing through and brought down about the 32-yard line. So a nice start with a bit of a return for the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights, and we are underway Friday night under the lights at Alhambra High School. A long trip for our Fighting Knights, as well as for us today, as we went through the rules there. After, and as I told Paul on the way over here, I have a couple of admissions of errors and maybe mistakes on my first broadcast with you this season. And
we don't admit to those.
Well, you know, we need to clarify. And
okay.
Boy, you know, they need officials, but, man, there's a lot of rules. Okay. From the shotgun, this could be a backward pass out to the left side. He gets to the sideline. He's going to be up about 7 yards out to about the 37, 38-yard line. We'll wait to see how accurately these officials mark the ball.
Just screen pass to number 12.
Is there any evidence?
That would be Luke Johnson.
Is there any evidence that the Knights brought their own referees to this game?
I don't know. I'll have to find out.
Okay. And an incomplete wing out pass to the right side. That was to number three, Kyle Crow.
Yeah, ball was thrown a little bit in front of him. Crow couldn't swing right. Crow would have had the edge had he caught that ball, though.
Could have had some distance. One nice move, and he's on his way from the shotgun. We've got one wide out to each side over the middle. Number 12, nobody on him. This is going to be a touchdown to the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Score one. For the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights with 11:15 on the scoreboard, it's now 6-0, your Fighting Knights.
62-yard reception for Luke Johnson, and that came from Tripp Burke. Beautiful pass right down the middle, slant pattern. Hit him right on the numbers, man.
And the way that looked, that's one of those things where you want to be down on the field and see exactly what the quarterback did to freeze that middle linebacker because he blew right by him.
There's that little kicker we got.
And the kick is good. A little bit low, but hey, it counts. It's 7-0. We're going to take a break and be right back here on KNTR Sports.
River Valley Window Company in Havasu invites you to see new possibilities in person. Visit their newly remodeled showroom on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard to see, feel, and imagine what could be in your home. Milgard's new C650 Ultra all-fiberglass series provides strength and durability that's built to complement any style and withstand any climate. See the potential when you partner with Milgard and River Valley Window Company on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard in Havasu and at rvcwco.com.
KNTR Sports Radio, we are back at Alhambra High School in the Phoenix area. Here is the Fighting Knights are about to kick off after their first touchdown from the 40. And it's a little pooch kick short, and it bounces back to the 25-yard line. He picks it up, dodges one tackler, and is brought down at the 35 after getting hit hard by...
Kickoff return.
I want to say number two.
Number two for the Fighting Knights. That would be Brian Sowell.
Yep.
5'9", cornerback.
6 yards
at 169 pounds.
Start the ball.
Looks like the run defense is in. You got... I'm not sure if we got it. No, he's walking off the field. Woo, he's taking his time, too.
That was a little different.
One of our defenders. We have one free safety. That's it. And the rest are linebackers and a couple of corners.
Trips to the left. Cone. Taylor guarding on the extreme wide receiver. He steps back, fires over the middle. It's tipped. And that could have been picked off by number 24, Tristan Andrade.
Absolutely.
Running back, an outside linebacker, a senior at 5'7", 165 pounds for your Fighting Knights.
I think that's our kicker, too. That's our little guy that's kicking. A little soccer player.
It's okay to be a little guy.
It's okay to be a soccer player, too, man.
was Gail Euprimium big? No.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Okay,
yeah.
We've got twins to the left. Twins to the right. From the gun. Takes the snap, a little handoff, and he is met by that purple haboob of the Fighting Knights. In the backfield, we're going to have a loss of about 2 or 3 yards. That's going to bring up a third. Well, we're going to call it a loss of 5. At least they are. So it's going to be 3rd and 15 for the Lions, who have had a tough go at it this year.
That purple haboob is a half a haboob on his own. Number 72, Adel Gomez. And he is a junior. Well, we get him back next year.
Trips to the left. Single wide out to the right. He rolls to the left. He's looking deep. He's being chased down.
Oof.
Under pressure, he sheds one tackler back to the center of the field.
Ooh.
Over to the right side of the field. There's a penalty on the play. A swipe to the head, and he runs out of bounds at about a 6-yard loss. Didn't throw the ball away. That might not
he got an illegal
have to
block.
Do anything. It wasn't an illegal
that
block.
That was an illegal block, yeah. A possible clip. Let's see what the referee says out here at midfield.
Okay, marks it at 22.
Right after it happened, he threw the flag. I think that was declined, which brings up fourth down.
Okay. Well, that's kind of unusual because the head official didn't come out and give us a signal, did he?
No.
Okay.
We didn't even know if it was declined, but obviously it was.
You know, I don't want to be Mr. Rulebook now that I've read 3/4 of the rulebook.
3/4?
I don't want to get too technical.
Probably
here.
Read me.
Yeah.
7/8. Man.
Okay, they're going to punt it
me
away.
Alone.
Back deep for the Fighting Knights, we've got Spencer Ibera, wide receiver and quarterback, 5'4", 125 pounds. He's a senior out of Lake Havasu.
Does that have a K next to his name? It's either him or the other guy, 24 Andrade. Can't remember who the kicker is for us. Ibarra?
You got me looking through a...
That's all right.
And we have a whistle right before the snap. The snap was... That was a nice snap.
You got a delay.
You know, there are...
Remember that delay penalty you showed me?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes. It's no longer like the folded arms like you're waiting. It's more like a cross.
That's what he did.
Your chest.
Crossed his arms on his chest. Delay of game. Going to be a 5-yard penalty. Going to back him up. Punter standing at about his own 11-yard line.
They're going to go with the gate option offensively. Well, he's going to try to snap it through. But that first snap, that was a nice snap. There are pro teams. That was a little bit of arch there.
A little low.
He does get the kick away. It might have been touched a little bit. It hits down about the 35 of the Lions and is out at about the 37-yard line, and that's where the Havasu Knights are going to take over. We've got 10 minutes and 8 seconds left in the first quarter. It's 7-0, Fighting Knights.
Yeah, I'll let you know that a lot of good advertisers helping to bring you this game, including first-year City Maytag. City Maytag's in their first year of sponsoring Fighting Knights football.
Do they have a repair department?
Listen, they have... Top brands, unbeatable service, yes. Refresh your home the right way with quality you can count on. Only at City Maytag, citymaytag1.com.
Okay, from the gun, one back there with him. Here's the pass. He's going long, shoots it down the middle. It gets tipped away. He almost got it on the rebound. That pass, I believe, was intended for number 5, Trip Burke. Trip Burke's the quarterback.
Trip Burke threw the ball. It was Luke Johnson was the intended receiver. It looks like it's going to be the Burke to Johnson show tonight.
Okay, we've got two wide right. We've got twins to the left as well. One back in the backfield. Next to our quarterback. He's looking for time. A little bit of a scramble.
Keep it.
Pops out to the left side. He's past the line of scrimmage and past the first down marker and runs out of bounds untouched.
Excellent choice by Trip Burke. Saw nothing happening. Pocket is collapsing. scampered it for 11 or 12 yards, first down.
Almost like he had eyes in the back of his head, the way that he dodged around that defender who went past him and was coming back at him.
He does have that year of experience from last year.
He had a lot of time. Okay, same form. Well, trips to the left. And we have a flag before the snap.
That's going to be a procedure.
It's on the defense.
Still don't have a signal.
Yeah, he...
Encroachment?
That is the encroachment signal, I believe.
I found out what the neutral zone is from you, Jim. That was pretty cool. How wide it is.
The length of the football.
That's it.
And we've got Lions running across the line of scrimmage. That'll be offside.
Another first.
And that was on one of those situations where you can have a first and five. It was first and five. Now you get another 5 yards.
Yeah.
We've got first and 10.
That's it.
There's the snap. He's looking to the right. He throws it to number 21. He heads to the middle of the field. He got stuffed right about the 4 yard line.
Cole Cicina.
Just when it looked like he had a touchdown. Boom.
Right. Captain Cicina's son,
Cole, 9:35 on the clock, 7-0, nothing nice. From the shotgun, he throws, goes up the middle, handoff to number 3. That is Alonzo Cruz Hernandez for the touchdown. And it's 13-0 in favor of your Fighting Knights.
I don't want to say anything bad. He just walked right in. It was untouched.
He was, in fact, running.
He was running?
He was.
Okay, he didn't walk. You're right.
It didn't look necessarily like he was sprinting.
Yes.
Now, here's the extra point. Snap a little bit to the right. This kicks a little bit higher and right down the middle. It's a 14-0 game. You're listening to your Lake Havasu Fighting Knights football Friday Night Lights on KNTR Sports.
A new Whirlpool washer can help you keep up with the laundry. Give your family's clothes a thorough yet gentle cleaning in a 5.3 cubic foot capacity top load washer with a smooth impeller. Plus, elevate your laundry space with a stylish matte black finish and see-through lid. Visit City Maytag to shop today. City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
Mojave College. The name and look are new. The focus is still on you. Choose from dozens of top-tier academic programs covering arts and sciences, skilled trades, health and public services. There's also corporate and career training, even fun community classes. Mojave College has it all. Big opportunities and real skills that open doors. And soon, bachelor's degrees. It's your time, your college, Mojave College.
KNTR Sports, we are back. Low kick to the left side. He picks it up and he runs it back to about the 32-yard line. So that didn't necessarily go perfectly for the Fighting Knights. And we've got the Lions in red. Seems very appropriate for some reason.
Knights could tighten up a little bit on special teams, I've noticed. And that was a very low kick, too. It wasn't the normal, you know. I mean, where did that land? Maybe the 20?
Yeah, he didn't. He certainly didn't kick it away. Or with all of his leg, that's for sure.
No kidding. This is our last non-conference game. We'll start conference play next week. Jim and I will be in Yuma. They're taking on COPA. I think it's the COPA Kings, if I remember right.
And here's the snap from the shotgun, a forward pitch. He runs out to the left side. He's being chased down by a couple of Knights. He makes the corner and comes back. He's going to have a game of about 3-4 yards. A positive sign for the Lions, who are looking to get something going. He did make the corner.
Go ahead, Jim.
He ran about 25 yards in order to get 3.
It's number 82, Xavier Villarreal for the Lions. I was thinking more of the metallic blue and silver like the Detroit Lions, but you seem to think that the red fits a little bit, right?
I don't know. Maybe it's because I went near Westminster High School. And
you're right.
The Lions are kind of red.
Right.
Okay, here's the snap. Backwards pass. Receiver is number 3, and he is met there and brought down by the Fighting Knights in the backfield by number 8, Ethan Adler.
Number 9. I don't have a 9 here. I'll go Hector Meza.
I thought it was number 8.
Was it number 8? Hector Meza, then. No, I'm talking about the Lions player that he that he made
the
tackle.
I think you're right, though. It's based on the lineup now. It was number 9.
Yeah.
Vincent.
So, wait a minute. You went to Fountain Valley High School.
Yes.
You're not allowed to say Westminster, are you?
Well, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that would be like me saying Vegas High. I went to Rancho High.
Back in the day, they were in the Sunset League.
I got you.
Okay, we are back. 8:25 on the clock. It's 14-0. Fighting Knights from the shotgun. One back next to him trips to the left. He's looking to the left. He's being chased. Possible safety. Safety. He gets away. Throws a long, deep pass up in the air. And we had Lions colliding for the pass, and either one of them could have come down with it because the Fighting Knights defenders were on the ground next to him.
Yeah, Nathaniel Alvarez, number 3 for the Lions, went up for that pass, actually went helmet to helmet with his fellow offensive player. It took him a few more seconds to get up off the ground than normal. He had his bell rung.
Reminiscent of outfielders in baseball.
Yeah.
Running into each other because none of them called it. And usually you don't have to do that in football, but it certainly would have been helpful. Okay, with the punt from his own goal line, it's 14-0.
Boy, he sure is, isn't he?
Claps for the snap. That was an arching snap. High kick to receive it. He's going to let it hit the ground, and it is downed at the 36-yard line.
That's right. Down by number 7, Brandon Wyatt Oviedo Chaplin. How's that? He's got four names.
Four names?
It says Brandon Wyatt Oviedo Chaplin.
Yeah.
Chaplin. Yes. Let's, we'll keep it right here. Let everybody know that the Fighting Knights football, again, will be in Yuma next week. Fighting Knights taking on COFA. And Fighting Knights football brought to you by Salmon's AC. Save thousands on repairs and replacements with Salmon's air conditioning. Serving the tri-state for over 53 years. Visit salmonsac.com. Jim?
We are back to the play here. We've got Twins to the right, Twins to the left. One handoff to the right. He's heading outside. Looks like the old student body right. Lots of room to run. He's down to the 5. Excuse me, the 15, the 10, and out of bounds at where they're going to mark him. Actually, about the 12-yard line. Lots of room there. They did a great job of coming out there, blocking, turning, and boxing him in, protecting the running back. That was a nicely executed play.
Wow, Crow took the edge very nicely. He took the handoff off Trip Burke. Yeah, nice play.
7:50 left in the first quarter. It's 14-0. Fighting Knights from the shotgun. Burke takes it. He's looking left. You know he's left-handed. And a long pass to the end zone. We have another touchdown. Your Fighting Knights.
7:35 in the first quarter. 20-0 so far.
Pass complete to number.
This is still the first quarter, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. We're going to be hitting that real rule book here pretty quick, man.
yeah. And I did
see the inflatable up. That might be one of the, you know, that might be one of the things that, what do you call it? Your procedures for Iowa games?
Yeah. Game day procedures.
That's it. Yes. Superstitions, folks.
For the extra point. Nice snap. The kick is up. Drills it right through the uprights. It's 21-0 with 7:35 remaining in the first quarter. We're going to talk about the mercy rule when we come back.
Let's talk about some.
This is KNTR Sports.
I'll talk about game day procedures. We'll be right back.
Dine where the view is just the beginning. The Springs Dining at Havasu Springs Resort invites you to savor an incredible experience. From seared citrus ahi and black and prime rib, Caesar salads to Cajun cream shrimp pasta, hand-cut steaks to coconut shrimp with pineapple mango salsa, every dish is crafted with care and served lakeside. Comfort spice or is something fresh off the grill? Your perfect plate awaits. Visit HavasuSprings.com to reserve your table today. Nestled conveniently between Parker and Havasu, it's Havasu Springs Resort.
It's not the biggest car lot. There's no marble showroom, no flashy fountains. But tucked away right here in Havasu, there's a place where dream cars find their drivers, where deals are fair and smiles come standard. Because sometimes, paradise doesn't need to shout. It just hands you the keys. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, where hometown values meet the open road. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto. Proud supporters of the Lake Havasu varsity football team. Go Knights.
And we are back. KNGR Sports Radio from Alhambra High School, home of the Lions in Phoenix, Arizona. in front of that big logo. Speaking of rules, I don't know that we've, the illegal logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll explain that. But got a Diamondbacks update as soon as Jim lets me.
Here's the kickoff. Four players to the right, a little bit of a pooch kick, and we have a whistle blown by the referee back at the free kick zone. Blew the whistle, walk it out past the numbers, and we're going to wait for a signal here.
Not getting signals from the head referee.
That is,
it's unusual.
Well, look, he's way back there.
Yeah.
Okay,
the white hat, right?
They are calling that procedure on Lake Havasu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, that's the call where, remember, it actually symbolizes three things.
We got four on one side, six on the other. That's legal.
Which is appropriate.
Yeah, we read that.
Four players on each side of the ball for a kickoff.
Right.
So it looked like you could have a kickoff, onside kick to the right. This one goes over his hands on the receiver. It goes back to the deep man. He bubbles it. Picks it up at the 16. He's heading down the sideline. He may have fumbled. And he's out of bounds at the 24. So, one rule that, having read the rule book that we were discussing on the way up here, because the truth is we're in the stands with the Lions.
Yes. Fans.
But they have had a rough season.
We're fans right now.
And this could be a blowout. And they have the mercy rule.
Right.
So I couldn't find it in the rule book.
That's where, just to explain, folks, that's where the clock keeps ticking. Nothing stops the clock.
They don't stop the game. They just let the clock roll.
Right.
So texting Cousin Wally, my cousin the coach down in Blythe.
He's our mascot, by the way.
Oh, he's our mascot. Wally Gator, the mascot.
Yes.
Okay, we'll tell you about the mercy rule in a second. Here's the snap for the Lions. Little handoff up the middle. He's met by the purple Habu. They go throwing themselves across the ground, and that is going to be a steep loss for the Lions on first down. And so I couldn't find in the rule book, which is like the national rule book, when the mercy rule kicks in.
We tried looking everywhere.
Yeah. So Wally said it depends on the state, which is why it wouldn't be in the national high school football rules.
Uh-huh.
But it depends on the state, and it's at a 35-point lead in some states, and in other states,
42?
40 points.
40. Okay.
40 points in the fourth quarter. Then what starts to happen, they just run the clock. But if it's in the first quarter...
I've seen the mercy rule in the second quarter. I mean, I did a lot of Laughlin High School football games in the early days.
He heads up the center, and he is brought down after escaping heavy pressure on the left side, and I don't see the line marker up there moving at all, so we're going to call it no gain. I thought he might have got a couple out of that one. They're in for a struggle. It's third down and very long, about 19, 16 according to the scoreboard. Walking to the line of scrimmage. Twins to the left of me. Two to the right.
Here
the
I
long
am.
Shotgun snap. Number one is going to be sacked, and that, he raises one hand as if he's
gonna
giving him forward progress at the one-yard line. And
very close to a safety.
Very close. Looked like a safety to me. But we do have a line judge back there. And, he never started to say, no, that's a safety. Now, the Lions, they've got themselves in a pinch because they have to punt. It's fourth and, 33.
Is it?
Yeah. Or 32.
Yeah, because
they're at the 1 yard.
They
have
way
up. He hasn't updated it yet.
Yeah.
But, they're going to snap the ball from inside their own one. The punter is just inside the end zone.
The first down marker, the line to gain is the 33-yard line. So they're deep in a hole.
So now we have a timeout charged to the Lions with the Fighting Knights up 21-0 with 4:58 left in the first quarter. This is KNT Arts.
Need a little break? I got a Diamondbacks update.
Sure.
Yeah, Diamondbacks are up 2-1, middle of the third. So they're going into the bottom half of the inning. The Diamondbacks will get their ups, but... My theory, Jim, was that the Phillies, that's who they're playing at home tonight, just up the street, by the way, somewhere out there about 20 minutes away is Chase Field. My theory was that Philadelphia clinched the division already. We're going to see, you know, the top players like your Bryce Harpers, right? No, he's in. Everybody's in. So Diamondbacks in a real game. Nelson's pitching, and it's 2-1, third inning. Diamondbacks up on top. But, yeah, I tell you how good Philadelphia is. They have 91-62 overall. That's their record. Diamondbacks, 77-76. Still chasing that wild card spot, the last one. And here's the thing. This important is this game, Jim, because if they lose the next two, they're likely out of contention. They're probably mathematically eliminated. We've got the Diamondbacks scheduled to play on Sunday. But if they lose tonight and they lose tomorrow, we'll probably have to play the Cardinals on KNGR Sports.
On KN, so we won't be?
Well, it's either Diamondbacks or Cardinals on Sunday, but the Diamondbacks have to be eliminated.
Okay, the snap from the end zone, deep in the end zone, nice kick, gets it out to the 30-yard line. He ducks inside of one defender. He's now down to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and he is in. Oh! He's going to say he stepped out at the one, even though he managed with his feet to kick over the cone.
Kick return by Spencer Ibarra.
So it's going to be nice. First and goal from the 2-yard line.
The 32-yard return, or 30-yard return.
That's one of those plays where you would see on replay where they're going to show the foots out right there as he heads to the end zone.
Right.
Meanwhile, with 4:45 left in the third, Iowa and Rutgers are tied at 21 with Rutgers driving.
We streamed that game for about an hour.
Yes, we did.
Thanks, Bubo. All right.
Second and we have flags all over the field.
They're going to call this
as
touchdown
he
back.
Dances into the end zone.
No touchdown signal. I think they're going to call this one back. Oh, it's on the defense. Declined. Touchdown. Luke Johnson.
All right.
Wow. I had my doubts. I didn't see any signal. Holy cow.
And now it's 27-0 with 4:37.
Okay, but Jim, really serious question here. What do you do with the quarterback, Tripp Burke, knowing that he was coming off the injury? Do you go ahead and put Halo Jump in now that you have a 28-point lead?
I think you trust your doctor. For the extra point, it's up and it's good. Nice snap, and it's now 28-0 with 4:37 left in the first quarter.
Take a quick 30.
Let's do it.
All right.
KNGR Sports.
Sparky, I'm home.
The smell of canine halitosis permeates the air.
Sparky, what did you get into?
Sparky barks.
Your breath is incredulously grievous. It's in a cut above grooming day today.
If you have a Sparky or other related type of animal suffering from bad breath, matted fur, tick infestation, wood floor destroying claws, or any other less than desirable condition, seek the cut above grooming. Dirt cheap approach. A cut above grooming is your number one affordable resource to a clean and happy Sparky. A cut above grooming. Main Street, Havasu.
We're back at Alhambra High School, home of the Lions, taking on the Fighting Knights of Lake Havasu in their purple and white uniforms. This time we've got four defenders, or kickoff players, to the right. And here's the kick again. Ooh. A little pooch at the 40, skips by him, out to the 30. Number 82 picks it up. He's running cross field. He might get some room. He makes the corner and is brought down at the 32-yard line. First and 10, the Lions in their red uniforms, white numbers.
Nice tackle by Brian Sowell. That was open field tackle.
Shall we say that's blue helmets or navy blue, or is that black?
I think they are navy blue. I think you're right. Kind of, almost, I don't want to say the New England Patriots original uniforms, but the blue helmets, definitely not. But you got that red and white thing going on, like Sam Bam Cunningham, right? There you go.
USC. Trips to the left. Shotgun. Number 58. Is that the center? No, that's the guard running back to confirm the play with the quarterback. That's very unusual. The snap dribbles back to the quarterback. He runs backwards. He dodges the tackler. Number 8 on him, and he is bringing him down. Helmet is knocked off. Knocked his own head off on that one.
There's a rule on that. Not a quarterback's helmet came off.
There are rules on that that we were covering as we were on the way up here.
That's a dead ball.
As soon as his helmet comes off, the play is dead.
Now, that's even if...
Wait a minute.
If the other player causes it...
If the runner's helmet comes off, the player... If the runner's helmet comes off, the play is immediately dead.
Yeah.
In this instance, it was the tackler's helmet.
No, it was the quarterback's helmet.
Oh, it was the quarterback's
helmet.
Yeah. Okay, so the play is immediately dead upon contact. If it were the other way around, that player has to stop playing.
Quarterback's been scrambling for his life. Maxwell Mathis is the QB for Alhambra.
Guy. We have second and 32 for the Lions. Two to the left, two to the right. Snaps low, picks it up at his left knee, and he throws it to his receiver, number three. That is Nathaniel Alvarez. The only problem is he missed him by about 7 yards.
Right. The pressure's coming in from the defense, no doubt about it. Defensive line getting a lot of good penetration. You call it the purple haboob. I call it the, I would call it the same thing, but it's led by the half a haboob, right? Gomez, Adele Gomez, he's a big boy.
He is.
He's only a junior.
They got some big kids over here for the Lions as well.
They don't even list his height and weight. That's how big he is, folks.
Again, trips to the left for the Lions. One running back. He goes into the motion to the left. He's going to throw it to him.
Oh.
And it was tipped, almost picked off. Kind of a screen play without the screen.
A nice hit by Trevor Thompson.
Yeah,
lit
that
receiver up. He lit him up.
It's going to hurt tomorrow.
You heard the scream from the person in the crowd, I'm sure. That was that's why, because he got lit.
Number 21, Sergio Rivera.
That defensive play brought to you by Tylenol.
Killing me. Nice. Oh, boy.
Okay, look at that. Fourth down. 23 to go,
yeah,
they say.
They're definitely not in positive yardage.
They may be
tonight.
Exaggerating on that one. Again, the punter is back at about the 2-yard line. So, you know, field position-wise, he's about 12 yards ahead of where they were last time because he was almost out the end zone.
Just under 3.5 left in the first quarter. 28-0 night.
The kick. Median height. He picks it up. Fair catch at the 41-yard line of the Lions, and that is where the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights are going
to
take over.
All the way back to the 40-yard line. Up,
great job by Havasu so far.
Everything's
going. Looking for my
way.
Papers here. Here we go. Fighting Knights football brought to you by Havasu Springs Resort. When you're craving comfort, spice, or something fresh off the grill, your perfect plate awaits at Havasu Springs Resort. Sunset menu special starting at just $15. Located between Parker and Havasu off 95 on the lake. On the lake, visit HavasuSprings.com. HavasuSprings.com.
Number three, Nathaniel Alvarez coming off the field for the Lions here at the last second. Here come the Fighting Knights from the 39 of the Lions.
With the wind.
And there is a bit of a breeze now. Hands it off, going up the middle. Dodges one tackler, breaks another tackle. He's on the outside. He's got better speed than his defenders. He's inside the 10 and out at the 9-yard line. Very nice run by number 24. That's Tristan Andrade.
Did a great job.
5'7", 165.
Right off the B gap. Great blocking.
Good eyes off the at the line.
Absolutely.
To dodge the tackler at the line and then zigzagging past the linebacker, and his pure speed, you can see he's just faster than those defensive backs for Alhambra.
Looks like we have a different quarterback in, Jim. It's number 7, Seth Bernier.
So he was thinking like you. You were thinking maybe we should take him out.
It's Burt Jones. Number 7.
Number 1 in motion. That's Trevor Thompson. And we have a whistle.
An emotion penalty, I'm guessing.
Number 1 going back to his position on the right.
There you go. There's your hands on the hips, on the defense.
And what does that mean?
He's
double-hipping us.
Encroachment.
Encroachment.
Right?
Yeah.
There
against the Lions. And we have a timeout, Lake Havasu.
All right. Let's take a 30 ourselves.
Let's do it. You're listening to KNPRSports.com.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Volcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
And we are back at Alhambra High School in the Phoenix area here. The Alhambra Lions is taking on your purple and white Lake Havasu Knights. Purple being the color of royalty.
And new vehicles on our
And I noticed that Paul is actually appropriate dressed, and unbeknownst to me, I came in properly dressed. It is what it is. No one can see you on the radio. Here's the snap. Fumble. He fumbles it forward. He's able to get his own.
Go Knights.
Fumble. That's Trevor Thompson, hand off, and he was going to try to head off tackle, but he ended up, as the ball kind of went off his knee, he was chasing it diagonally.
Dad's going to make him run laps for that. You think? Coach Thompson.
Okay, well, yeah, and he ought to.
You can't do that when your coach is kid. Come on.
Right after the game.
Uh-oh, we got an injured lion on the field.
Uh-oh. You know,
you know what more than one lion is, a group of lions?
A pride.
That's right. Yeah. They have a lot of pride here.
They have pride. And they're here. And it's tough. That's number two, the injured player, Alonzo Cruz Hernandez, for the Lions. He's now limping off the field, but it looks like he's holding his hand.
Oh, that's not good.
Looking at the rules, we were talking about mouthpieces. They've got rules for everything.
They do. Next year, there's a new rule.
It looks like they're going to go. There will be no attachment to any mouthpiece.
Strapless mouthpieces.
Strapless.
Is that what you call it? There's no strap. There's no strap that goes with it. No, I mean, I've always wondered why.
You don't want a tan line. You don't want a tan line there.
But why would you attach a mouthpiece to your helmet? If your helmet flies off,
I've never understood
it. Don't your teeth fly out, too?
That's what I always would have thought. Okay,
happy to entertain you, by the way.
Second and five, actually second and goal, from the gun, at quarterback, Seth Bernier. He takes the snap, another handoff off right guard, and this one is into the end zone with number 20 racking up 6 more points. That's Joel Quintin. You want to say that last name?
What's the number?
Number 24.
24.
Joel Quintanilla?
I don't... For Havasu?
And I took Spanish.
Not 24. Oh, number 20, Joel Quintanilla.
Quintanilla.
Quintanilla. Yes, Quintanilla.
Okay, he put 6 on the board. Here we go. Number 25 with the hold. Boom. The kick is up, and it is perfect. That one was a little bit higher. That was actually his best extra point. It is now 34. The zipper with 225.
I would call that touchdown. I don't want to make fun of it, but that would be a pandemic touchdown because it was contactless.
Yes, it was.
I'm just saying.
Yes, it was.
He was not. He was untouched. Right.
It's the first quarter.
I had a friend that called it the plague. They didn't even call it the pandemic.
35-0. You know, there's been a lot of action in the end zone.
Yeah.
And what those
in that end zone.
And
if you're going,
reading the rule book.
Yeah.
Like I've been doing.
The Knights have been going, go ahead.
That field, that end zone's illegal.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to explain this stuff in a break. It all has to do with graphics, right?
Yes. It has to do with graphics.
All right, perfect.
Okay. Here's the kick. And this one's another little pooch, very short. Goes number 11 for the Lions. Goes to fall on it and kind of fell in the wrong spot, but he does make the recovery. That is Jaden. Rodriguez, or was it 17?
Hunter James. Yeah. I thought it was...
That's a good name. Hunter James.
I thought you had it right the first time. Yeah.
He'll be running for office someday. Or
you think?
Yeah.
Possibly. Possibly.
An attorney.
State rep.
Hunter James. Accident attorney.
There you go. Like Sweet Baby James.
Sweet James.
That's on the Sean Hannity show, I believe, over on our sister station, KNPR Talk.
Across the country.
Yeah?
He's in California. He's in Arizona.
Who's that?
Sweet James?
Oh, the attorney. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a Sweet Baby James that's on the Sean Hannity show. He's the call screener, I think.
Okay, first and 10 from the Lions at their own 33. The snap, a little handoff to number 21, and he's met in the backfield and brought down for about a loss of 6.
I don't know if the Purple Haboob has this in mind, but I don't believe that the Lions have a positive drive yet in this game.
They do not? And
positive yardage.
Do they have a positive? They do have a positive game.
They have a positive play. I'm saying a net positive for any of their drives. I don't think they have a net positive.
Now, Havasu could be on their way to a school record if they have the stats.
Maybe.
On...
It's going to be
loss of down on.
It's going to be interesting to see what they do on offense.
Excuse me, loss of game.
They may go to a run only offense. They may, you know.
Well, I don't know that you can, Paul, because they're blowing through the line.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
right.
They're
right.
Being met every. They're trying to hand off.
Right.
Shotgun.
Right.
Hand it off, and they're losing 4, 5, 6 yards every time. So maybe a fast shotgun snap and a very quick pass.
Oh, as far as the Lions go, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because you got to find a way to do something. Okay, here's the snap. He rolls to the right. He's going to come back left, and he's looking at a fighting knight. He gets outside. He's telling his receiver to go far. It's like street ball. He heads out at about 19-yard line.
Loss of about 7 right there. Oh, man.
But the kid's trying.
He's trying.
He's looking. He's got his eyes up the field.
Yeah, he went from right to left.
Under all that, you know, he did look surprised.
Yes.
You know, the body language was he was rolling to his right, and he turned around,
yeah.
And the Havasu defensive end was doing his job over on the right side. He turned around. Whoop.
If you put that into vertical yardage, you know, he'd definitely be in Finding Knights territory. But, yeah, that was just side to side, kind of hard to watch.
Okay, now the scoreboard has quit giving us the yardage. So that's 10, that's 20, it's... 3rd and 24.
Yep.
From the gun, 3 wide to the right. He's going backwards. He has pressure, and he is brought down at the 2.5, 3-yard line. And here we go again. It's going to be a punt from extremely deep in the Lions' territory.
Maxwell Mathis, he's walking off the field, just dejected by himself, shaking his head. I don't think he's happy with the line.
And it is early, but man. This is a game where you want to get your second stringers.
Yeah, get the starters some
rest.
Get
them in the game. Let them know why they're going to practice every day in the extreme heat of our desert.
Get the starters some rest, coach. That's what you need to do before somebody gets hurt for no reason.
B, kid, I told you were going to play.
Right.
You are a part of this team.
Exactly.
This time he'll receive the punt from about 1 yard from going outside his own end zone. No pressure. He gets the kick off. It goes to the right, kind of muffed it a bit. It's going to roll out about the 19-yard line.
So, okay, go almost out of his end zone. Should I say the illegal end zone?
The illegal end zone. And what we're talking about, according to the rules.
Is that state to state, or is that universal?
Well, this is like the national rule book, and
okay.
They didn't say there was any, but you see this a lot. Okay.
You do.
The Lions, it says Lions in green. They have a field of red, which is basically covering the end zone. The entire end zone is red.
That's the background, right.
According to the rules, that paint, that red, is not supposed to be within 2 feet of the boundary of the end zone.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
So what would you frame it with? Green?
To be a separation.
So you frame it with green or something?
With green, the color of the grass.
The field, okay.
Here's the hand up the middle. Oh, almost got that one ripped away.
That's Andrade.
And he is brought down very close to the first down. He was kind of looking like a pinball machine rolling through there.
So just to put a picture to that end zone description, you're talking about framing it in green and then the red background.
Right.
Got it.
But you see this all the time.
You do.
Here's a hand up the middle and the flag. They're going to blow the play dead.
The most famous end zone I can think of is the Snickers commercial where a guy paints it shut. Instead of the Chiefs,
that's right.
Right?
Something I would do.
You gave me this look like, what are you going to say?
Yeah. Let's go, Chefs.
That's it.
It was a first down. It's going to be first and goal from the 5 for the Fighting Knights, leading 35-0. They take the snap. He's going to go up the middle, and he is into the end zone. He did get touched. Had to lean to the left, but he makes the touchdown. And another celebration in the illegal end zone for the Fighting Knights.
Number 34 on the carry, Deshaun Castro.
We have 5 seconds left in the first quarter, and it is 41 to Zippo.
Right. Give him the game ball, man. Deshaun Castro with a touchdown. That's the first time all year I think we've called his number. Number 34.
Spencer Ibarra, the kicker, number 6 for the Fighting Knights. They list him at 5'4". That probably means he's 5'2".
He's about Gary Yepremian height, I'll say. Yeah, absolutely. Boy, was that a famous play in the Super Bowl or what?
Here comes the late entry.
The fake kick.
This, and it's the long snapper. The long snapper forgot he was supposed to come out for the extra point. Here's the kick. It's up, and it is perfect.
Son, get a helmet. Come on, son.
He's not used to playing this much.
Right.
Get a break. Okay.
Yeah. Don't you know you're supposed to wear a helmet out there, son?
I got to give him a break.
Man. Just got to tell everybody, all right, Fighting Knights football. I keep wanting to call this a different show. Fighting Knights football brought to you in part by River Valley Window Company. Trust River Valley Window Company, your Milgard certified dealer in Havasu for over 15 years. Visit their showroom today. Discover why neighbors trust them for beautiful, energy-efficient windows and doors. Visit RVWCO.com. That's RV, like River Valley, WCO.com.
RVWCO.
And you said it right.
.com.
W. You can always tell how long someone's been in the business.
Now, the Fighting Knights coming out for the opening kickoff.
You didn't say W.
W.
That's right. W.
I once got a job because I say W. Here's a little poop kick, and he didn't make it over the initial line, and the up man, number 10 for the Lions, that is Vincent Chaplin. He was able to pick that up and fall down. We have the horn for the end of the first quarter. It's 42-0 at Alhambra High School. In Phoenix against the Fighting Knights, this is KNTRSports.com.
Dine where the view is just the beginning. The Springs Dining at Havasu Springs Resort invites you to savor an incredible experience. From seared citrus ahi and black and prime rib, Caesar salads to Cajun cream shrimp pasta, hand-cut steaks to coconut shrimp with pineapple mango salsa. Every dish is crafted with care and served lakeside. Comfort spice or something fresh off the grill. Your perfect plate awaits. Visit HavasuSprings.com to reserve your table today. Nestled conveniently between Parker and Havasu, it's Havasu Springs Resort.
It's not the biggest car lot. There's no marble showroom, no flashy fountains. But tucked away right here in Havasu, there's a place where dream cars find their drivers, where deals are fair and smiles come standard. Because sometimes, paradise doesn't need to shout. It just hands you the keys. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, where hometown values meet the open road. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, proud supporters of the Lake Havasu varsity football team. Go Knights.
This is KNTR 980 AM. You're listening to Jim Chaney doing the play-by-play along with your color man, Paul Lavoie.
Yep.
It is. This is odd. It's the opening of the second quarter with a kickoff.
Yes, and the score.
And the score. There's the reception by number 12 at the 25-yard line. He makes a nice move, and he's out to the 42-yard line. This is the best start yet for the Lions of Alhambra High School.
Jim, I'm really questioning the COPA team right now. This team scored 20 points on COPA. COPA put up a 50 number, but
where is COPA? Do you know where they're?
They're usually a pretty tough opponent. That's a division, a conference game for us. So, I mean, but this team
that's our next game, right?
This team put up 20 against COPA.
Down in Yuma.
Yes, that's our next game. Next week will be In Yuma, is Havasu battles the, I'm pretty sure it's the COPA Kings. I gotta look that up.
Okay, here come the Lions from the shotgun. He looks to the left, throws it down. It's a little high and away. Number 3 for the Lions. Nathaniel Alvarez almost got his hands on it, but it would have been a difficult catch. I think he decided not to bat it into the hands of a Fighting Knight. This is an unusual situation for the Lions because it's second down, and they only have 10 yards to go.
Oh,
it's not second and 16. Okay, from the gun, one wide left. He steps back. He's throwing this one up for grabs, and it is. Did he?
That's dangerous.
That was so dangerous. Went through the hands, the extended hands of the Fighting Knights, and fell to the ground. That was a Hail Mary to the far sideline. Now, to clarify, because we're talking about these illegal fields, okay? You know, and it's saying, I never thought, when I was reading this, I had no idea there was such a rule. Okay? You've got the logo out here. In this instance, it's a lion. And you can't have the 50-yard line obstructed by the logo.
The line itself he's talking about, folks.
Here's a nice little pass over the middle to number 82. He sheds the first tackler, and he's able to gain some yards for the Lions, and it's going to be about a four-yard gain, bringing up third and six.
Again, that's number 82, Xavier Villarreal, and I think that's his second or third reception.
And all of a sudden, he threw up fourth down. I could have sworn... That was second down. Paul, I could have sworn that was second down.
I lost one there somewhere, too. Absolutely.
And they do make mistakes. But here, referentially, the Lion does obstruct the 50-yard line. You can't see it. It obstructs the lines of the 40, both of the 45-yard line now of the Lion.
Well, in their logo, the main is green, part of the main.
Well,
is green, and it is clearly over that white line. Yes.
Right. And actually, on the nose of the Lion.
It's such an interesting rule, though, because it's clearly broken everywhere.
In that logo. Yeah. They have to shade it. They have to give it a little... You have to be able to see it.
Right.
I didn't know such rules existed. You know, the numbers on the field, you don't have to have the numbers on the yard line. If you don't, you have to have a hash mark there, and it has to be 9 yards from the sideline. The top of the numbers on the field have to be 9 yards from the sideline.
And that looks correct. You think?
I think it looks correct.
So the Copa High School mascot is the King, as the school's name itself stands for the Kings of Arizona, and honors the historical King of Arizona mine, as in mining. The school's official colors are crimson and white, and it's part of the Yuma Union High School District, and we'll be there next week. Copa Kings, it just sounds great.
We're going to Yuma, where my daddy went and married my mama because she was too young to marry in California.
My daddy called it a word and a half, Yuma.
Okay, they're going to punt it away. It's a fake. He takes it up the middle and... snapped it to the short man, I think.
That's a first
with
down.
Positive yardage, we're going to have our first down for the Lions of Alhambra.
I am right on it. I'm right in line with that down marker.
Yeah.
It's at the 48-yard line, and, yeah, that's a first down.
It was a proper mark.
Good job.
Excellent. It was an excellent fake.
It really was. Good job by the Alhambra Lions. Good
and
job.
And the jump fake of the punter faking that it went over his head. Nice work by the Lions.
Snap to the short.
You know
man.
What? They are not giving up.
No.
You know what I mean? And
no.
And this is tough. It's 42-0, so hats off to them.
Well, that's part of the AIA mantra. They're pursuing victory with honor. That's what they're doing.
You want to score, even when you're getting beat bad. Here's the snap from the shotgun over the middle to number four. It went right through his hands. He was open, had the receiver, and that one, Camion West, is not happy. He's 6'4".
Yeah, that
wide receiver.
He knows it. That should have been a catch. He nearest night to Camion West was what, 3-4 yards away.
Yeah, even at the college level, 6'4". That's good size.
Yeah, sure.
And he looks 6'4".
Used to be a good size back in the day in the NBA.
And they're taking him out, and he's hanging his head.
Oh man!
Don't hang your head, kid.
Yeah,
you're okay.
No.
Yes, you're up against it, but you're okay. Second and 10.
I think we have a clock running.
A little
here.
Conversation going on between the quarterback and his back.
I believe we have a mercy clock, Jim.
I'm wondering if that's one of those rules they can negotiate. Hand off to number two at the 50-yard line, and he gets back to the 49 into Havasu territory. However, that is a loss of two.
That roar you heard wasn't the Lions. That was actually the Havasu bench.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, that... So I've always heard it's 42 or 45 points.
Now, he went down in bounds, so the clock would continue to run.
Okay.
Under normal circumstances.
Okay.
The mercy rule, when it goes into effect, and if we had it in any state, it would go into effect. The rule book, or my
when
cousin was saying, in the
right.
fourth quarter.
Well, when West missed that pass, that could be California, too. Because when West missed that pass, the clock kept running.
Right. Our question is, and we'll watch here and see if it does kick in, even though we're only in the second quarter. Okay, we've got one wide receiver. He could be offsides out here on the 50-yard line. He scampers to the right. He's looking way deep. He throws it downfield. It's going to be out of bounds and hits the little girl in green in the foot, out of bounds. Going to bring up fourth and 14, maybe 13. You know, you want to save yourself on the one hand. You know, if you got another fake play, well, you got to get 14 yards on this one. That is tough. The other strategy is you just never punt. Just keep the ball away from them.
Got a clarification here. I got a heads up from Mr. Greeley on this. Arizona high school football does not have a statewide mercy rule in the same way some other states do. The official rules for high school sports in Arizona are set by the Arizona Interscholastic Association, not the National Federation for High School Associations, the NFHS. Instead of a strict point differential, Arizona high school football games rely on the AIA sportsmanship rule, which encourages coaches to use discretion to end games early and focuses on respect and sportsmanship rather than a specific score.
Okay.
What?
So I have the wrong rule book.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far, but that is a really cool clarification.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Greeley. And we got the word that Ibarra is the kicker. It always helps when you have another play-by-play team, right? To pave the way for you. They're the pioneers. Go for it.
Here we go after the punt. Handoff up the middle. He jogs to the left, jogs to the right, and he comes out to about the 36-yard line. That'll be a gain of about 7 yards for the Fighting Knights.
For Andrade. Nice gain.
Second and three with 4:42. He went down inbounds. The clock continues to roll. Looks like Jay Deacon at quarterback now for the Fighting Knights. Looks over to the sideline, looking for the play. That's a high snap. He grabs it, heads off to the right. He's got some wheels, moves outside towards the sideline, and he is going to have a first down out at about the 49-yard line. And the Knights are back on the move.
I got a feeling you got a couple of second, third stringers in there. That's why the roars are coming from the starters over on the bench.
Paul, does that mean that Steve's back there at home listening to me going, damn it, Jim. It's first and 10 for the Fighting Knights from the gun. We've got three to the left.
Crazy.
That is a backwards pass to keep it. He's heading upfield to the 50, to the 45, to the 40. He throws his elbow into the face of number 15 to the Lions. That's Aiden Qualman.
To Sean Castro, number 34. The ball carrier.
Yeah. Running with some authority there.
He's a 6'2 sophomore, Jim. 6'2.
Wow.
175.
And he runs.
Well.
Good.
That's part of the bubble coach has been talking about. He's got that 2.5 to 3 year point right now. You could see him starting Castro in the backfield next year as a 6'2", 6'3" junior. He's got some wheels too.
Well, and that play is negated by a penalty.
Oh man.
On the Knights 10 yards. That'll take him back to the 35.
Called number 34 again.
It's going to be first down.
Let's see how much stamina he has.
And 20.
He would say they're in high school.
Worst spot the Knights have been in. From the gun. Looks to the right immediately. Fires. Almost met in the backfield. Dodges outside. Heads up to the sideline. He gets 10 of it back. 15 back. 20 of it back. It's all back, and he adds 6 to it.
25-yard pass. Nice.
nice little out pass, and it couldn't have been done without the running. Yeah,
it was all after the catch, for sure. That's another Fighting Knights first down.
I like that, though. No indecision. We know what the play is.
Right.
We need it to be quick, because you certainly don't want a defender getting into the backfield, because that kind of a pass, if it's intercepted, boom, it's a touchdown.
We got three trips on the left-hand side.
From the gun. First and 10. High snap. Number 26 fires it. This one is tipped up in the air by number 84 of the Fighting Knights, and it drops incomplete. That was Noah Smith. Could not bring that one in.
That was tip drill material right there,
it
Jim.
Certainly was.
Ooh, that was close to being picked by the Alhambra Lions.
Yes, that was a pass perfect for the tip drill. Second and 10 now for the Fighting Knights. Another high snap. Hands it off. Number 34. He's a big guy up the middle.
Castro.
He's got lots of room. Running through all kinds of traffic, but nobody's grabbing him, and he's down at the 15-yard line.
I think I saw a flag. Was there a flag on that? On the takedown? It looked like a horse collar tackle, the way he was spun around.
No flag. See it.
No laundry. Refs want to see this one roll just as much as the coaches do.
It's going to be first and 10 at the 11-yard line for the Fighting Knights.
You got a running clock and a minute left to play till the half, Jim.
Traveling to the west. Excuse me, the north.
Right to left on your radio dial. Right?
You're traveling to the north. I'm in a city foreign to me. I got to get my directions right. Another high snap. Takes the handoff. He keeps it. Heads to the left. Dodges one. And he is wrapped around the waist. Oh, and I thought that was the ball that hung all the way out to the 30-yard line. What was that?
They were throwing passes on the sideline. And as the ball carrier got hit, folks, the pass came off. They're playing catch on the sideline. It looked like the ball flew all the way over here to the 30. That was hilarious.
Oh, okay. First and goal for the Fighting Knights.
25, your quarterback, by the way. Jay Deacon.
Yeah. He takes the snap. Steps back one. Throws it high, all alone in the corner of the end zone. Touchdown. Fighting Knights as the clock continues to run. So we are in mercy rule fashion. And at the half, it's going to be 48-0 in favor of your Fighting Knights.
That pass caught by Maddox Costantino, number 81, in the back of the end zone.
That's one of those where you're so all alone, you can drop it because, you know, everybody's looking at you.
It's awesome, though, that the second, third stringers are getting a shot out there, and they're playing their hearts out.
And you know what? The weather's perfect. High snap. The kick is up, and this one is good. Fitz, he is unflappable. All of these kicks have been fantastic. The Fighting Knights.
Well, we got a new halftime show sponsor this year, and that would be Perfection 2 Detail on the island, Lake Havasu City.
And they're obviously sponsoring our kicker today.
Are we at halftime right now? I don't see them marching back to the locker room yet. It should be.
Looks like
Havasu is.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Take me to halftime, Jim.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Fighting Knights, where they are leading 49-0 at the half over the Lions of Alhambra High School. A beautiful night in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be back after our 15-minute halftime. This is KNTR 980 AM and KNTRSports.com.
That's right, and a quick legal ID here. KNTR Lake Havasu City and KJJJ HD4 Laughlin. Back with more in a moment.